Some unemployed graduates told journalists in the capital city today that they have been reduced to beggars as they cannot find formal employment in an economy that is not generating any jobs. One of the graduates, Samuel Meso, who has industrial and manufacturing engineering degree, said it is worrying that President Robert Mugabe remains in power when most of them cannot find jobs. Meso accused the president of running a government with allegedly corrupt ministers and other state officials who cannot come up with policies to create jobs for graduates and other people in the country.
What we have seen is massive corruption, and now the economy is in a state of animated suspension. We cannot continue to tolerate this. After all, they are threatening people using ZANU-PF youths, raw gauk youths. We are saying enough is enough. We are the citizens of this country. Now we are saying no to non-partisanship, unemployment, injustice.
The graduates said they have already written a letter to President Mugabe asking him to address their concerns on the day of the march. Another graduate, Kudzaihove, said they posted the letter as they could not physically hand it to him.
In terms of us knowing whether the president received this letter or not, it's one of the things which we highlighted, that it's unfortunate the state where we are living in. We are all afraid. I don't know if there is any one of you who can volunteer today to help us go and submit this letter at the president's office. We would be more than welcome and happy if you do that for us.
Zimbabwe has been hit by sporadic protests, with Zimbabweans expressing their disgruntlement over the ZANU-PF government's promises in the run-up to the 2018 general elections that it would create 2.2 million jobs. The country has an estimated unemployment rate of 8-9%. Meanwhile, some Zimbabweans calling themselves concerned citizens have urged President Mugabe's government to hand over power to a transitional authority in order to address the current social, economic and political crisis in the country. Speaking at a press conference in Harare today, the group said, without urgent action, the country faces a real threat of social unrest and the probable collapse of the state. The group is proposing that only National Transitional Authority, or NTA, will be able to lead Zimbabwe through a period of key reforms and economic stabilization that will result in free and fair elections. Dr. Ibo Mandaza, an academic and a member of the group, said the National Transitional Authority may save Zimbabwe.
When a crisis, political and economic crisis, most people are protesting at what they don't like about the situation. Here is a proposal to get how to get out of the situation. Only a proposal to provide an opportunity during which the country can heal and economic and political reforms are undertaken before the next elections.
Another group member, Briggs Bomba, said the transitional authority can be an instrument that would allow the country to move from the current deepening crisis. He suggested that the NTA would create a conducive environment even for free and fair elections.
If we were to go for those elections without the reforms under a neutral body, such as being proposed as the National Transitional Authority, those elections will be disputed and will only deepen the crisis that we are confronted with.
The group is suggesting that the National Transitional Authority should be composed of non-partisan Zimbabweans who should ensure that Zimbabweans hold undisputed elections and the necessary reforms needed to turn around the country's economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.